Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show.
Hello.
Morning.
Fans and haters alike. Everyone's tuning in this week.
All welcome.
Yeah. People haven't listened to the show for years are tuning in, despite the fact that they may have been writing about the show for the last few years. And here we are.
You could kind of see who was new yesterday.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people wrote a review about the show yesterday and seemed shocked at some of the things we did when actually we do it on a daily basis.
Really? Like what?
It was all Grimmy related.
Fine. Oh, okay.
I find this scary about newspaper journalism because I read so much and take a lot of it at face value, and I kind of believe the tone and when they imply things. So to be on this side of the line and see what happened yesterday and how it was reported makes me question a lot of things I read.
Listen, I've said this many times before. We are a nation of many things, right? And one of the things we seemingly are, which we don't seem to admit, is we are a nation of sheep, and we'll just bar along where we're told to bar. And we're all like this from time to time. I've said on the radio, right? We've done things on the radio that millions of people are listening to. Millions of people are listening to, right? Not 100,000 people, and a quarter of a million, millions, right? And it will be reported in the newspapers the next day. And they will write it. And I'm reading it going, that didn't happen like that. No, hang on, that's slightly out. That implies that this and the other. Mm. And we've gone on the radio the next day and gone, there's a piece in the paper here today. If anybody listened yesterday and you read this, that doesn't make any sense. But they don't care. It's like literally going out today going, today's Thursday. Mm. That's Friday today. Today is Thursday.
It's like they already know what they want to write. Mm. And then they just, do you know what I mean? They already know the angle that they want. And then they make whatever we've said fit with what they were going to write anyway.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
It's never been cool to like me. You know, I'm not cool. But it doesn't seem to matter what I do, what I say. The people who don't like it, don't like it. Mm. Now, I don't have a problem with that. It's the people who write about it. In my Radio 1 career, I've had about 3 radio reviews of the show that have been good.
Mm.
3. And it's so easy. But what I find, like, unbelievable is that I don't know. I don't want to bang on about it, but I know this week's going to be about, obviously, the announcement and everything, and then next week we'll just get back to the usual other boring stuff about myself. I'll talk about other stuff about me next week.
But normal this guff week, next week.
I know I'm talking about myself a lot this week, but and trust me, next week, when I talk about myself a lot, it'll be a slightly different angle. Mm,
different go. Me.
Because people are, I'm looking at Twitter and people are sending me links to stuff, so I'm looking at stuff. So I don't really know where to start. And by the way, no one ever asks me what I think. And even if I have said something on the radio, they will just choose to ignore it. Only somebody sent me a link to a piece in the Mirror, I think from this week, but I need to check. And I'm appalled. Appalled is probably way too strong a word, if
this
I'm honest.
Pre or post announcement?
Post. I'm quite flabbergasted. I think that's probably the best word. How lazy some of these journalists are. How they will literally cut and paste stuff from other interviews. Mm. And I'll tell you what makes me I think is interesting about this. All you have to do is do a little search on. First of all, I go on the radio and say that I'm off. I've decided that we're going to go. Then everybody writes, Chris Moyles has been fired because he's too old, right? Despite the fact that that's not the case. It doesn't matter. Chris Miles has been fired because he's too old. Now, these same newspapers, by the way, who would then have a go at other people who have been fired because they're too old and say that's age discrimination. Nobody's saying that this is age discrimination for me. They're all saying that I'm too old for the job and I have to go. The double standards are amazing. They're amazing. You're talking about newspapers who will write a story about... I remember seeing a great one where Posh Spice had lost too much weight, according to the newspapers. She was too thin, and it was a disgrace, and who does she think she is? And then 2 pages later, the same newspaper is telling you how you can lose half a stone in 2 weeks. And that can't... It's unbelievable.
It happens, though, doesn't it?
So in this Mirror piece, and by the way, I said this a million times before, this fake homophobic tag, which people are desperate to put on me, that I'm homophobic... that's probably that's the one thing which does upset me, the fact that people are allowed to write that I'm homophobic, and there is nothing that I can do about it. I have written about it in my book. I've talked about it on the radio. I've done it in interviews. And I feel that I'm on the back foot because, if you have to defend yourself, which I have to. Automatically always feels a little bit like, I'm not a racist. Some of my best friends know black people. It just, you know, it feels like that.
Yeah.
And the most obvious thing, if I'm homophobic, that means I have a fear of gay people, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's my understanding.
Right.
And a dislike of, yeah.
I don't have a fear of gay people. And I don't have a dislike of gay people, right? I dislike rude people or horrible people. Whether they're gay,
but their sexuality
or
is irrelevant.
Black or white or English or whatever. I've said on the radio a million times before, I don't care if anyone's gay. Why do I care? I don't care. Don't care. I could care less. If you're gay or straight or bisexual, I don't care. But he's homophobic. He makes homophobic comments. Am I really homophobic? So the guy that stands next to me every day, Allard, who does the show, who you know, I'm talking...
We've met him.
Yeah. He's here. He's here.
He's there. Look, hi.
Allard's gay, right? Now...
You are skinny.
You're kidding
a little
me.
Bit there, right?
Really? Yeah, Allard is gay.
I don't know if you mentioned that.
Camp, as he was referred to in an article yesterday.
Also,
I don't think you're camp.
Thank you.
And I don't want to have to stand next to Allard on the steps of City Hall and hold his hand in the air and go, look! I know a gay person. I work with a gay person. I don't want to do that because I don't have to do that. Because I don't work with Allard because he's gay. I work with Allard because...
You have to.
He's the best...
to the contact.
I work with him because he's the best person for the
job. That's what I meant.
And we've worked together for a long time. We've worked together like for 10 years. And he's my friend. And I love working with him. And that's it. That's that. So I don't want to have to go, but Allard's gay. But it is a good point that if I was genuinely homophobic, why would I have on-air discussions with Allard about his relationship?
But the bottom line is,
boyfriend.
But now you're justifying it. You're not homophobic.
But you're,
and you're just not, so you don't have to justify it.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. But you know what? But I feel like I have to. I genuinely, because only this week, something which appalled me. Years back, I'm sorry for going on a bit of a rant, and I'm in a really good mood, and it's Friday and all of that. Oh, that's bloody raining. There's a guy at Stonewall, and Stonewall is I don't know exactly what Stonewall is, but it's a very pro-gay organisation that supports gay people and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Allard would tell you exactly what it is more than I do, only because he's had more contact with them than I have.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what it is, right?
Yeah, it's a pressure group for gay rights.
Right.
So ensuring the equal rights for gay people and straight people and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Brilliant. Okay. This guy who used to work with them, represent them or whatever, came after me a few years ago and did not stop, like a dog with a bone. This guy... And it felt at first like he was just trying to gain publicity by taking cheap shots at stuff that I'd said and putting a slight twist on it. Mm-hmm. This guy would write a piece about me being homophobic and it would be riddled with fat gags that I was fat and overweight and this, that and the other and blah, blah, blah. And this guy doesn't stop. Mm. It's, even now on Twitter, from what I believe, it's just, you know, and there comes a point where if you punch me enough with this thing, I'm going to turn around and go, just, do you know what? Do me a favour, stop. Because I genuinely don't believe I'm the worst culprit of putting my foot in it by making a joke which I think is funny that may offend somebody or upset them. If that's the case, then I apologise. But you've got to stop with the homophobic thing. It's just ridiculous.
He's hanging on to one thing you said 7 years ago.
Well, this guy's lost his argument for me, and he lost his argument a long time ago, and he's never, ever, ever been called to task over this. He wrote a piece for a newspaper once and took a quote from me so deliberately out of context, it was shameful, and he's never been made to answer it, defend it, or even apologise about it. And if it was me, if I was part of Stonewall and I knew what he'd done, I would say, you can't. That's so out of order. Mm. I lost my rag one morning and came on the radio and did exactly what I'm doing now, but I wasn't clear enough. I'm tired. It's 6:45 in the morning. And I basically went, what? It doesn't matter what I say about this homophobic thing. People, this guy's writing that I'm homophobic all the time. And I'm like, I'm not. What do I have to do? Because I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not secretly homophobic. Mm. I'm not homophobic. Mm. I don't care. You know, like, all the things we've done, and I'm not, and I don't even want to defend it, but I just, you know, talking about gay marriage and all of that, and what gay marriage is marriage, whether you're straight or gay, as far as I'm concerned, and we, you know, it doesn't matter what I say. So I said on the radio one day, I don't know what this guy wants me to say, you know? Yes, I'm homophobic, I hate all the gays. Is that what he wants me to say? Because I'm never going to say it, because I'm not. He took the quote of me saying, yes, I'm homophobic and I hate all the gays, and he put it into an article. Now, that was hugely misleading and out of order. And wrong, by the way. That's more than just misquoting somebody. That's deliberately.
It's the opposite of what you said. The total opposite of what you said.
That got rehashed in the Mirror this week. I'm absolutely appalled that somebody could write that. Oh, well, Chris has admitted on the air, yes, I'm homophobic. And I'm like, you can't write that. Lazy, lazy journalists. You know, some of the most important journalists in Britain at the moment, the person who sits at a desk at the Press Association, who gets the story, writes the story, and sends that out to every newspaper, because the amount of people who get it, copy and paste it, and then hand it in is unbelievable. All you got to do is do a search, and I'm talking about any news story, search a news story, and read all the different articles about it. You'll read the same article. It's the same lines, words, phrasing. It's the same. It's copy and paste. Chris Moyles' top 10 biggest gaffes. Chris Moyles' top 10 biggest... But they're all doing exactly the same. I'm trying to do something a little bit different on the radio. And I completely understand that I'm not everybody's particular brand of vodka. And not everyone's going to like it. That's fine, you know. I don't like the Daily Mail or what the Daily Mail stands for. I don't buy the Daily Mail. And I don't read the Daily Mail. Unless it's got an article about me.
Mm. in a positive light.
I get three copies.
there's never a positive article about me. The Daily Mail have an image of me, which I've got it. This show and me that I don't get. You know, using lines from like Chris Moyles is a scumbag. In 2001, he did this. Really? That's 11 years ago. 11 years ago.
Should we do what we should do and just ignore them? The Daily Mail. And just ignore them and just...
Listen. I don't like the Daily Mail. I don't like what I believe the Daily Mail stands for. I don't like how the Daily Mail writes, and I don't like the average Daily Mail... Now, this is a massive sweeping statement, but reader. And I don't mean that as in every reader of the Daily Mail. I think if you like the Daily Mail...
The stereotype.
If you like the Daily Mail and what it stands for, I don't like the Daily Mail, and I don't like what it stands for. I don't like bashing people for no reason. Ironically enough, I don't. You know? I could go on about this forever. And I probably said way too much. And I'll be misquoted tomorrow.
But hey, it's Friday.
And by the way, I'd be really happy if nobody ever wrote about me in a paper. I genuinely would. I don't write about me. I don't need it. I don't need it.
And if someone tweets...
Good or bad, I don't need it.
Somebody tweets you a link, and this is not just you, Chris, this is anyone, from that newspaper, because they're trying to be shock tactics and what they do, don't retweet it, don't read it. Just delete it.
Well, you know, it's difficult to not read, obviously, because, you know, your ego and curiosity get the better of you.
But it's not going to be nice, is it?
Well, no, it's never going to be nice, but then I'm still curious to see what people are writing.
There's much better papers out there.
You know, and I know this could,
more balanced
this
view.
Could come across like I'm going, why has nobody written anything nice about me? And I'm not just saying that. I don't know. I just feel as though, I mean, look, I understand it's not cool to like me. I understand that people will write stuff about the show based on opinions that they formed 10 years ago. You know, yesterday there was this article written by somebody, and in it they quoted, that they said, oh, he's just always, like, flirting with people like Emma Bunton and Billy Piper. And I'm like, what is it, 1998? I don't think Emma Bunton's ever been on this show, has she?
I don't think she has.
I don't know.
She hasn't.
I don't think she's been on the show. What are you talking about? Look, if you don't like me and you don't listen, just go, I don't like him, I don't listen. Fine, because it was a piece about Nick, and it was really nice about Nick. And, you know, I haven't, you know... But the irony of people, I find it amazing that people can't see themselves for what they are.
See, the thing
By the way, this, all of this, this, let me just say this one more thing. This, to the girl that wrote that piece yesterday by going, oh my God, Nick Grimshaw's like so cool. You know, you go to any gig, you'll see him there. What are you talking about, you go to any gig, you'll see him there? You go to any gig and see him there. If you go to the same gigs that you go to, living in London, what about the guy who lives in Middlesbrough? Is he going to see him at the same gig that you go to?
Is he still going to be...
You're talking about your life in London, your tiny little life, your tiny life in London. You're writing about your life in London and trying to project that to everybody in the UK. How does somebody who lives in Inverness, how can they understand what you're talking about? Because you've narrowed it down to such a tiny part of your life.
People will write what they want to write. And the sad thing is, as you said before, is that people will read in the paper and, for the most part, will believe what they're seeing. But people that listen to this show now and have done for years... upon years will know that actually what we all are and who we all are and what you are. Do you know what I mean? Genuinely, you know, it's the people that don't understand and believe the stuff are actually arguably the people that don't listen to the show.
Yeah. 8 million listeners know what the show's about.
8 million listeners?
Eight million.
You know what that means.
Eight.
And that wasn't a gay joke, by the way. That was just a pronunciation.
I'm off the Daily Mail.
Anyway, sorry, rant over. I apologise. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. And the weird thing is, I am in a good mood. I woke up this today. I don't know what day it is. And I'm like, oh, it's Friday today. Brilliant. Anyway, sorry for whinging and going on. So, and thanks for listening. Do you know what? Thanks for listening, everybody. Whether you love the show, you hate the show, you're indifferent to it, or you have to listen to it because the guy who is in charge of the radio in the van puts it on. Yeah, you know who you are. Those people sitting in the passenger seat and going, harumph, harumph, I hate this. Why not listen to this muck? Yeah, secretly, you love it. Though.
Morning,
you. You just don't want to admit it. You like it. Yesterday, I'm not going to...
Breathe. Breathe.
I am really...
You know, it's good
good
to get things off your chest.
Who are you going to rant to in 2 months' time? Phone me.
You.
Yeah, phone me and let's do this.
At 6 a.m.
Ay, ay, ay. I just have to be so careful about it. I just have to be so careful about everything I say because everything gets twisted.
But if you
and that's the thing. I'm paid to do a job where I'm not meant to worry about stuff getting twisted. I'm just meant to go and have a laugh.
Exactly. And if you accept everything is going to be twisted, that's a lot of weight off your shoulders because it's like it's going to be twisted.
Is that a fat joke?
Mm, I was thinking that.
Yeah. What do you mean a lot of weight?
That's fattest.
What do you mean there?
And is it just off his shoulders?
Hey, Alad, you're fattest.
I don't know how to come back to that.
No, you're
fattest.
There you go.
Thank you. Trust me with the comedy.
Anyway, on the show today, I want to move on from all of this and just get on with the show. You know, I'm not gonna try and make the haters love me. I'm not gonna try and just be somebody that I'm not. So I'm just gonna get on with it. On the show today, we have John Barrowman and Boy George, and they're gonna be coming in and say how great I am.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant.
That is not true.
Yeah, boy George can't make it.
he said he doesn't like you.
Me and Dave will be. didn't he tweet something like Radio 1's still going?
Yeah, I think he's on that list. So let's not look into that.
What, he doesn't like me either?
I don't know. But didn't he tweet something about Radio 1? Because we didn't play a song of his. I don't think he liked it.
Oh, I don't know. I met him a handful of times years ago. I always found him very pleasant, very nice.
We've had him on the show. Not on the breakfast show. We had him on the afternoon show, didn't we? Sure we did.
He did a very good DJ set last weekend at Pride. Apparently.
Did he?
Yeah, I had friends who were there.
You weren't there?
I wasn't there.
No. Anyway, John Barrowman will be calling in from America. He sent me a lovely text, actually, the other day about the show. Which is nice to hear from John. We're going to Brighton on Monday, so Alan has put together, despite the fact I'm homophobic, of course, I'm going to Brighton. to prove people wrong.
Of all the places.
I didn't think that.
Here I am in Brighton. Excuse me, are you gay? Are you gay? Can you have your photo taken with me in front of the pier here in Brighton? Thank you. Yep, so we'll have our little Brighton quiz later, and you can join in as well. And we've got a few songs to play, and I'll talk a little bit, and the team will join in, and we'll have a laugh and giggle.
And it's the golden hour.
And I am in a good mood, I really am. I really, really am. Look, there's not many Fridays left. I'm going to enjoy every single show. Sorry about going on a rant, but I do feel slightly cleansed.
Dear.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I might treat myself to a sausage sandwich.
That's nice.
That's not connected, by the way, in any way, shape, or form.
I'm pointing that out.
It's not code. Don't put your head in your hands, Alan. I've just seen the phrase, you want me to send you a virtual hug?
Do you know, I was going to offer one, but I thought we'd be going too far down the gay route.
A hug is a hug.
Yeah,
a hug from a gay man. Hang on, do you believe a hug from a straight man is a straight hug? And a hug from a gay man is a gay hug?
I just thought it'd be too stereotypical for me to end that conversation by going, do you want a hug?
Come here.
Come on then.
Let me hug you and then you hug me. So I'll hug you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice hug.
Okay. Mm. And now you hug me.
Is that better now?
That's the same hug to
me. Yeah, but yours are quite gay though, to be honest. And I mean that in a good way.
I think they're...
I'm confused.
They're the best of hugs. I am a good hugger. You're I give good. Great hug.
Yeah.
I really do. Mm.
You and Justin Lee Collins.
Bye-bye. It's the most bizarre conversation into the news we've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, Alan Carr, do you rate his hugs? Should we go into...
No, I think we should do this another time.
All right, okay. All right, look, all done now. Let's start the show. So we've got news, sport, weather, and then we've got another Holly auditionee.
Listen, watch, share. This